Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Hope wherever you are and wherever you're listening, you are doing well. It's a pleasure to be back with you on this Thursday, February 4th. It is another Grizzlies game day after a 12-game hiatus and 5 games being canceled due to the influence of COVID-19. This is now the 4th game that we're going to have in a 6-night span as the season has finally got back going for the Grizzlies. Obviously, after a great 2-game start to the return to play, the Grizzlies had a bit of a fall off on Tuesday night, but that's expected. Third game in a 4-night stretch on the road against a very tough team in Indiana, where the Grizzlies just have never had a lot of success. You know, the Pacers themselves, after, you know, throttling the Grizzlies Tuesday night, they showed that it's just hard to do it 2 straight nights in a row in the NBA, as they got beat by the Bucks. But the big thing is that the Grizzlies escaped that 3-game and 4-day stretch coming off their hiatus in the season due to COVID-19. They escaped without any further injuries, and that is critical, as they are still going to be shorthanded in 2 straight games to start this home stand. 2 critical games tonight against the Houston Rockets, and then on Saturday against the New Orleans Pelicans. And we'll get into that a bit in the third segment. In the first segment, I'm going to show some stats, some individual stats for several players on the roster that is starting to show activity and efficiency. That, not starting to show, but it's continuing to show that the Grizzlies are continuing to be highly effective due to the individual play of several of their supporting cast members. In the second segment, with the help of some individuals from Grizzlies Twitter, I'm going to show how the Grizzlies are really starting to emerge as having multiple ways in which they can play competitive basketball, and through whoever they're playing, they can apply one of those ways. They have different ways that they can feature night in and night out based off their opponent that they're playing to remain competitive and find ways to win. In the third segment, I'll preview tonight's matchup against the Houston Rockets, another surprising team just like the Grizzlies, who could potentially offer a similar problem that we've seen for the Grizzlies this year in a very critical Southwest Division matchup. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. You can find the podcast wherever it's available: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the podcast app on your phone. Wherever you choose to listen, please do subscribe. Let us know. Leave comments. Let us know what you think of the show. We always want to make sure that our show is meeting the relevance of our listeners. We also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by 1010 from Blue Nile. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a set of 10 uniquely beautiful diamond rings, and they're available now exclusively at BlueNile.com. This exciting collection of truly unique limited edition diamond engagement rings is available only at BlueNile.com. So, don't want to sit here and get too deep into stats, but I do think there are quite a bit of many players on the Grizzlies roster who their early season success is showing that several of these players early in their careers are really meeting the overall ideal ceiling that many have for them. Now, it's not to say that they've reached their ceiling. It's just that they are clearly showing it, you know, at such early stages of their careers, just how beneficial and advantageous they can be if they were to continue this career path. It's the fact that to start the season, they've shown what their ceilings could be. It's the hope that they can consistently prove that. For instance, we'll start with Ja Morant. You know, last year, many had pointed out that in their rookie years, for rookies that had played at least 50 games, Ja Morant, Magic Johnson, and Oscar Robertson were the only players who had averaged 17 points, 7 assists per game on 47% shooting. Well, Morant is continuing to be in solid company. Now 75 games into his career, Morant has joined Robertson and Magic Johnson as the only players in NBA history to score 1,300 points, produce 500 or more assists, and shoot 48% of the field. The reason why that's significant is because it shows at such a young age, Ja Morant is in very elite company when it comes to the ability to do things on his own by scoring, knowing his scoring strengths, knowing how to put himself in the best position to score consistently, as evidenced by the field goal percentage, and obviously as well, setting up his own teammates for their shots. So again, the scoring prowess and the playmaking, but the knowledge of how to do both effectively at such a young age, that type of stat truly shows that Ja Morant is very special, not just because of his on-the-court skills and natural talent, but because of his mindset as well. But it's not just Ja Morant. It extends throughout the entire roster. Ja Morant's point guard partner in Tyus Jones is once again leading the NBA in assist-to-turnover ratio. That it's become common knowledge. If there's one stat that you can bet on one person leading in the NBA, it's assist-to-turnover ratio with Tyus Jones. Now, the other thing, though, is that as of the beginning, before the games on Wednesday, Tyus Jones was actually leading the league in pull-up shooting percentage. Now, you wouldn't really think that to yourself because he has struggled a bit when it comes to his three-point shooting. But yes, when it comes to his two-pointers, and you know there are some floaters that count in that, he does lead the league for all players this year that had 50 or more field goal attempts. Tyus Jones, as of yesterday morning, was leading the league in pull-up shooting. Now, that certainly is a development. The reason why that's a development is because Tyus Jones, like Brandon Clark, like Ja Morant and others, for a team that right now is at the bottom of the league in terms of getting to the line in field goal attempts per game, they're making up for it because they're highly effective from with their shot selection within the arc. Now, you would like to see that extend to the three-point line, and Tyus has shown a bit of improvement in that over the past few games. But that is one thing where the Grizzlies are, in their own way, finding success. If the traditional way of getting to the foul line is not working, I think that kind of played into their, loss on Tuesday against Indiana. They just didn't seem to be too aggressive. They seemed to be going into the lane too much in passing. But one way they're able to overcome, the lack of getting to the line is just how effective they are on floaters and two-point shots. And Tyus Jones has certainly done that, himself, especially within the arc this year. Another backcourt mate who is having, a really encouraging start to the year, especially offensively, is De'Anthony Melton. We know him as Mr. Do-Something, but now he's turning into Mr. Do-Something consistently every single game. He's the only player in the NBA right now who has averaged 1.3, or at least or who is averaging 1.5 three-pointers made, one block, one steal, while shooting 40% or better from three. So what that means is that we know that for a guard, he adds so much defensive value, especially with his playmaking, but now you're starting to throw in the true 3-and-D difference-making type value that he can add. I don't know if De'Anthony Melton is a 40% three-point shooter. I do know that he probably is not to the level that he has been over the past three games. However, if at the very least he could shoot 40% or better on catch-and-shoot opportunities, he very much is turning into the 3-and-D type talent the Grizzlies could truly use on a consistent basis. Can you imagine if he is shooting 40% or better on catch and shoot threes while creating havoc on defense? That the combination of him, Tyus Jones, and Desmond Bane, or Ja Morant and those two, De'Anthony Melton and Desmond Bane, can cause? I mean, you've got multiple shooters on the court, and now you obviously have your best defensive playmaker, who is a very, very significant reason as to why your team is one of the most opportunistic defensive teams on the court. So De'Anthony Melton's improvement in terms of shooting the three, and especially, shooting from, a distance as well, not only on catch and shoot, but pull up as well, that is highly encouraging. If that can remain any type of consistent in his game, that will be a very, very good development for the Grizzlies. But the other player that I mentioned there, Desmond Bane. Now, obviously, his shooting is adding value. Desmond Bane is the only player in NBA history so far this season who, on at least 55 attempts in the first 15 games of his career, he made more than 50% of them. It just goes to show how much of a true shooting talent he is. I mean, arguably going by that stat, no NBA player is at a better start to their career than Desmond Bane shooting the three. Now, I won't sit there and say that he's been the best three-point shooter, coming right out of college in his rookie season. I won't go that far, but you can make an argument that no player in NBA history has had a better start to their career shooting the three. And obviously, there are very few, if any, teams that need that type of production from a shooting talent on their roster than the Grizzlies. And so that has allowed for him also to rank third right now in terms of rookies, in terms of their net rating. For all rookies that have played at least 10 games and are averaging 20 minutes a game, Desmond Bane is third in this rookie class in net rating. The crazy thing, though, is that his teammate Xavier Tillman is second. Xavier Tillman right now ranks second in net rating among rookies who have played at least 10 games and are averaging 20 minutes a game. We know a big reason for that is because of just how efficient Xavier Tillman is. he basically, in my opinion, is kind of like a front court version of Tyus Jones. There's not really just one thing that he does well counting statistic-wise. He's not going to sit here and get, you know, just a ton of rebounds. So he did have his first double-double of over the weekend. He's not going to sit here and do excellent in any one thing. It's just that he's going to contribute across the board in areas where you don't see a lot of guys his size do. Especially when it comes to steals and especially when it comes to assists. But the decision-making, the fact that he consistently is adding positive value through the box score or outside the box score with screens, you know, great play on the perimeter against guards, whatever it may be. The one true calling card that Xavier Tillman had coming out of college was his passing, and it's starting to show now. As he, along with Tyus Jones, have allowed the Grizzlies to be the only team in the NBA right now to have two players in the top 10 of assist-to-turnover ratios among players in the league, as Xavier Tillman currently is at 3.80. For nearly every four assists that he produces one turnover. And that's just an incredible contributing factor from a big in this lineup. And so that's the thing about it, is that all of these players are under 25 years old, and yet they all are already starting to contribute to this team in the ways that they were expected. Ja Morant's overall scoring and playmaking, De'Anthony Melton's effectiveness doing things across the board on offense and defense, now with good shooting, Desmond Bane's added value when it comes to his shooting, Tyus Jones's efficiency, and Xavier Tillman's decision-making and passing as a big. Those were all the things that these players either came into the league promoting as their strengths, or that they've shown in their short time in the league, and they're all doing it consistently right now for the Grizzlies, which is why the Grizzlies went after each of these players through the draft or through trades, restricted free agency, what have you. But in general, it just goes to show that one big thing that is emerging about this Grizzlies team is that several of their young players are already showing with some consistency. They're already finding ways to be able to play to their strengths on a consistent basis. And that's a big reason why this Grizzlies team is being competitive without some of their best stars. But because of these individual contributions, the Grizzlies are also finding that they can apply multiple avenues of playing styles to be able to win games. And that's something that I posted on Twitter. I posed to several of the folks that I love to interact with on Grizzlies Twitter. What one aspect about the Grizzlies do you think is going to allow for us to continue winning? Thankfully, there were many different answers that certainly apply. Coming up, I'll go into detail about that. I'll go into detail showing that one thing about this Grizzlies team is that they are showing they can win in different ways based off the opponent that they play. We are more than a month into the new year, and of course that means we're right in the middle of winter as well, and right around the corner is spring. So obviously, while you may not have too much need for your car right now going places, that will pick up as the months get warmer, and obviously it's a very inopportune time for car repairs to be needed. But as we all know, that means that that's exactly what's going to happen if you're someone like me. Now, the thing I can tell you is I don't know how to repair a car, but I can tell you where you can go to get the car parts that you need for your repairs, and that's rockauto.com. Whatever you need, within a few clicks of a button, you're likely to have it, because rockauto.com is likely going to have the make and model that you need and the parts that you need, regardless of what's going on. Whether you do your own repairs, need someone to do your repairs, or do repairs for others, rockauto.com is very feasible. They're a family-owned business that's been in business for more than 20 years. They know that auto parts typically fall out of folks' budgets, so they will have very economically friendly prices for you as well. If you go to rockauto.com, let them know that the folks over at the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. rockauto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts that you will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. So I wanted to try something new, wanted to have a little bit of fun yesterday on Twitter. Just for the case of conversation and content, ask the question. You know, we know that the Grizzlies have had some, you know, there have been some identities that have emerged about this team under Taylor Jenkins. There have been a few identities that have emerged about this team, with their depth being what they relied on this year. Of course, that's defense, opportunistic defense. We know that passing the ball, we know that producing in the paint is the calling cards of this team. But the thing about it is that with 3 to 5 different potential identities that they could feature on any given night, they have ways in which they can match up against teams depending on which strength of this team is going to make a difference. The Grizzlies had the ability to put that on display, to feature that, and really make a difference. But, you know, I'm one opinion. You know, for me, the one consistent thing about this defense is the high floor that's created through how good their defense has become, both in terms of creating turnovers as well as being able to focus on and lock in on limiting outside perimeter scores. That just allows for the Grizzlies a lot of times to remain competitive. But that's not the only thing. They're passing, they're in paint production, things such as that. So I thought it would be fun to throw that idea out there, throw that question out there. What one aspect of the Grizzlies going forward do other people that follow the Grizzlies and fans of the Grizzlies think will be the reason why they'll continue to win? And I've got a lot of responses, and I'm happy to share several of those. And my goal is to just show that from different perspectives, there are many different ways in which others, in which a lot of people think the Grizzlies will win, and that's a strength of this team. For instance, at Hopeless Memphis mentions efficiency and hard-nosed defense, and he's exactly correct. And that's exactly correct. It's the efficiency of players like Xavier Tillman, Brandon Clark, Tyus Jones, and others. There's just a lot of positive value added when it comes to several of our reserves being on the court, a lot of our depth being on the court. There's a lot of positive value without a lot of mistakes. Again, this is our depth. A lot of these players that are getting extended minutes right now are going to be bench players when our starters come back. But the thing about it is that while they may not do anything elite, there is value in the fact that they a lot of times don't do anything really negative either. They add positive play. And again, hard-nosed defense, by that, there's a lot of energy with this team. It's not just the skill that's allowing them to play well on defense. It's the energy and activity. Dr. Grizz, Ryan G on Twitter, who I love interacting with, one of the best fans out there when it comes to the Grizzlies, he mentions depth and energy. That's exactly correct. As I mentioned, the best case scenario to start this season for the Grizzlies was going to be how their depth performed, and that is what they've done, how the rookies transitioned, how players who were bench players last year play in extended minutes, and how they adjust to bigger roles. All those things have worked out for a positive, but the biggest thing that you see when it comes to this Grizzlies team is their energy. They can, no matter what they do well, it's only going to be done well consistently if this Grizzlies team does it with energy, and that is one thing they do consistently, is play with a lot of energy and effort. At @half_and_half19, Vince Roscoe says it's versatility. I agree with that completely as well. The reason why that is because there's so many different lineups that the Grizzlies can feature when it comes to them facing their opponents. But a big thing is on defense is the switchability. You've got the ability to be able to put multiple guys on different players. We've talked about it. The combination of Brandon Clark and Xavier Tillman. Tillman was able to focus on Tobias Harris while Clark was out guarding Ben Simmons in a late-game situation. Now, one duo, the Sixers duo, you would take all day over the Grizzlies duo, but the Grizzlies duo was able to stop them. We've seen Xavier Tillman be able to switch out, and on one-on-one opportunities, he was able to generate steals from D'Angelo Russell and Chris Paul. It just goes to show on defense, we've got players who can guard on the inside and the outside, and on offense, we've got players who can pass up and down the roster. We've got players that can shoot up and down the roster. So the different looks that can come from the fact that many of our players are very versatile is an advantage as well. Friend of the show, Connor Dunning, @cdunning929, a part of the great team over at 92.9 ESPN. Defense and team offense, if they can continue their defensive intensity while sharing the ball, the winning can be sustainable. The bench, too. And he's exactly right. The defense turning, the very good opportunistic defense creating offensive opportunities is there as well. And it's not just the fact that the defense is creating the offense, it's how it's doing it. It's through the passing. That passing helps both in transition and in half-court offense, and it allows for you to stay consistent even if you are facing a more talented team. And he brings up a good point. The bench being able to do that just as much as the starters mean the Grizzlies can do those exact things all 48 minutes that they're on the court. The depth that we've seen with so many players scoring in double digits, getting steals, getting multiple assists tonight, the depth, it's not just having depth that you're okay playing. It's having depth that can consistently add value just to the level that the starters can that really helps this team out. Isaac Simpson says, you know, forcing turnovers. I agree completely there. That is a big, big key for this Grizzlies team, because since they're not that good of a half-court offense and they're not that good at creating their own shots, them forcing turnovers allows for the Grizzlies to consistently have more field goal opportunities than their opponents. And that is a big way for them to score more points. If the Grizzlies' offense itself is not above average, their ability to create extra possessions has to be. And that's certainly what it is. So forcing turnovers is another big key. Stevie Wonder, 1369. You can follow him at Wonder1369. I will say this about Stevie. And he's been someone I've had fun interacting with over the years. I will say this, there is not a person on the planet who responds to tweets faster than this man. And that is a full compliment. Whenever I see something pop up on my timeline, Stevie's one of the first ones there to reply. And so it's an incredible skill when it comes to Stevie. But he said, aggressive defense leading to turnovers on one end, and unselfish play via high assist totals, highlighted by drives to the paint and interior scoring on offense. He mentions it all right there. The defense leading to offense, the passing making that consistent, and the ability to produce in the paint and then pass out to allow for the Grizzlies to have different layers that they can rely on when it comes to what makes them successful. Friend of the show and frequent guest, Parker Fleming, one of the best minds out there when it comes to the Grizzlies, he says it's corny to say, but it's their chemistry and energy. The chemistry they share leads to an infectious energy on both ends of the floor. It makes runs like the 7-game winning streak lots of fun. He's exactly right. The reason why this team, again, is so good at the things that they do at times is because they have the energy to make the most of it. It's great if you have a strength, but the only way that you're going to maximize that strength and be able to put it on display consistently is to have infectious energy. And the other big thing about it is that if they do that, it allows for them to be able to create opportunities that may not be there if they just were going through the motion. So I agree with Parker completely. It's the chemistry and energy. These guys love playing together, and I think that that gives them a distinct advantage against a lot of other teams where you do see internal turmoil. So I agree. Parker brings up a great point. The chemistry that's on this team certainly is definitely something that stands out. Bryce Hayes at NXT Prodigy. Follow this man if you like entertainment. If you like to be entertained via social media with sports takes, sports coverage, and things like that, there are few who compare to Bryce, so follow that man. He said, keep striving at the little things. They'll be hard to beat. He wrote a great article over at Grizzly Bear Blues yesterday that highlighted this exact point. The outside-the-box score type things, the willingness to do whatever it takes, no matter how small, knowing yet that it's significant, is a big thing that this team does. It's what Xavier Tillman does well. Doing these little things, again, is what allows for many of the Grizzlies players to, and an overwhelming majority of the time, add value when they're on the court, even though they may not do elite things when it comes to counting statistics. They do small yet significant things that put the Grizzlies in position to win. And that basically is what it comes down to. It's the overall ability. Leslie, you can follow him at OKACHUWKU. Forcing turnovers. Even in the grit and grind days, we were always unusual at how good we were at forcing turnovers and got steals. The second part is a paint scoring team. He says he hates floaters, but hard drives to the rim is our identity with the roster. As I mentioned in the first segment, the point that he's making is that even though we don't get to the free throw line as much, the ability for us to have these floaters certainly makes a difference. So whether we're doing it our own way, whether it's our traditional way of advantage, or whether it's something that is specifically exclusive to our team, there are five or six different ways that folks who cover the Grizzlies as well as fans of the Grizzlies have mentioned due to that question. My overall point was to say that no matter perspective that you have of what this Grizzlies team does well, the fact that there are many valid perspectives is a wonderful thing that is emerged about this team. Without their best talents, the one thing that they've been able to do is find multiple ways, various ways, to win on any given night, even against teams that are more talented. And if the Grizzlies can continue to do that, if they can continue to have confidence and being able to win in multiple ways and being able to feature the specific way they feel is going to make the biggest difference on a given night, that is going to be a great support system for the stars that we have in place. But that certainly is going to have to be in place tonight as the Grizzlies welcome the Houston Rockets. Coming up, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Houston Rockets matchup, a big matchup as the Southwest Division starts to take shape, and that will pit two of the more surprising teams in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies are once again going to have their handful with a few bigs on the Rockets. How are they going to be able to adapt to make it work? Super Bowl week is finally here, and the crazy thing about it is that it's hard to believe football season has gone by this quickly, even with all that's been going on, obviously, off the field. But it is finally here, and it's a bittersweet opportunity. It's great because it's the best sports day of the year, both if you like to have fun and you like to wager a bit on the side. But unfortunately, that means that it's also into the football for a while. But whether it's football that you like, especially the Super Bowl, or you like basketball, hockey, baseball's on the horizon, regardless of the sports that you follow and the athletes that you cheer for, we've got one place that has you covered and one place that we trust when it comes to your wagers, and that's BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus. Hashtag BetOnline. The holidays are finally behind us, which means it's time to catch up on some much-needed sleep. And even though getting a good night's sleep is much easier said than done, our good friends at CBDMD have exactly what you need to sleep harder than NBA media is sleeping on DeAndre Hunter. CBDPM blends 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, and other sleep-promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. And if you want to relax a little before bed, their new CBD bath salts fuse superior CBD with Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts to turn any bath into a luxury experience, and are available in lavender or eucalyptus scents, as well as a soothing nighttime blend with melatonin and calming herbs. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code MBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code MBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. So typically at this time of the year, times are exciting because this is usually right before or right at the NBA trade deadline every season. And many, you know, exciting moments for the Grizzlies, many exciting trades, including last year, the year before with the Marc Gasol trade. A lot of trades have happened this time, either late January, early February for the Grizzlies, as they have for many other teams, as they try to set the direction for the remaining season, and in a lot of ways, their future. Well, one team that certainly has, not at the trade deadline, obviously, this year, but has certainly seen how much a trade has changed their present and future, is the Houston Rockets. And just want to send a compliment to that, to the organization. I think when it comes to the James Harden situation, Harden obviously, and in my opinion, the Rockets organization, both obviously, you know, had their faults with that whole situation. It is what it is. It's done and over with. But compliments to first-year general manager Raphael Stone and first-year head coach Stephen Silas handed a deck that just absolutely was less than ideal, that obviously was nothing like they think that they would be inheriting when Daryl Morey and Mike D'Antoni, you know, left after last season. They have just gone through a whirlwind of changes. The complete, you know, trajectory of their franchise has changed due to trading away arguably, you know, one of the top two, you know, players in franchise history in James Harden. And of course, obviously all, you know, that came from that situation. But in trading him away, not only were they able to create a great basis of assets for their future for any type of rebuild that they're going to embrace, but they also have made very key moves elsewhere to still allow for them to be competitive. Trading Russell Westbrook for John Wall, who has come back energized, is playing effectively. They included Victor Oladipo in the haul that they got back for Harden. Obviously, the signing of Christian Wood, who has turned into, you know, not only in the most improved player of the year discussion, but a clear, you know, potentially an all-star, you know, in his first year in Houston. They have done a very good job of putting this team together under, you know, just incredibly, you know, hard circumstances. And now here they are right in the mix of things in the Southwest Division and when it comes to the playoffs. And that's what makes tonight's game a pretty good showdown. Obviously, you know, with us being about a fourth of the way through the season, especially for the Grizzlies, you know, you don't want to put too much emphasis on this game, but it is a divisional matchup in a division where things are kind of convoluted right now with the, you know, the Spurs playing, haven't played well themselves, but haven't fought off ability. Obviously, the surging Grizzlies, the Rockets having their success, and with the Pelicans and Mavericks so far struggling, games like tonight really could be a big boost to either the Rockets or the Grizzlies as they continue to try to make their case for surprising playoff runs this season. And of course, you know, when it comes to the Rockets, one big thing, one big development that has occurred, it was reported last night, it does seem as if the Rockets are going to be without Victor Oladipo. They're going to be on the second night of a back-to-back, which is a benefit in and of itself when it comes to the Grizzlies. Last night, John Wall did not play, a game that the Rockets lost by 17 to the Oklahoma City Thunder, but tonight it's expected that Wall will play. Oladipo will not, but everybody else should certainly be available for the Rockets against the Grizzlies. And the thing about it is this, is that the Rockets are finding a lot of success in similar ways that the Grizzlies are. It's through their ability to play defense. I think that ever since they made the Harden trade, the Rockets actually have been one of the best defensive teams. They actually have a defensive rating in the top five ever since they traded away James Harden. And so they're playing defense extremely well. But that's not to, you know, that doesn't even mention how well they have been playing offensively when it comes to the main talents that they have. And it starts with Christian Wood. And the thing about it is this, is that, you know, with Wood, when you really look at it, the reason why he's significant tonight is coming off the Grizzlies game against Domantas Sabonis. Saw that the Grizzlies did struggle. And tonight, they're going to have their hands full again with another very versatile big in Christian Wood, someone who has emerged not only, you know, as I mentioned, not only as a, you know, potential most improved player of the year candidate, but a pure all-star level candidate. So far this season, he's averaging 22 points a game on 10 rebounds per game, 1.6 blocks, 0.9 steals. He's shooting, he's making nearly two threes a night on five attempts, shooting 40% from the field, and overall is shooting 55% on 16 shots a game. I mean, he's just absolutely producing incredibly well. And so the Grizzlies are going to have their hands full, really trying to limit them again without the services of Jonas Valanciunas. Now, you may be able to argue all day long that Xavier Tillman is a potentially better defender than Jonas Valanciunas. However, being able to throw different bodies, the one thing that the Grizzlies have had a lot of success doing on the outside is throwing different bodies at the main scorers on the outside for their teams that they're playing, and it's given different looks to those defenders. It throws them off their game. The same thing could be said about on the inside, on the post. And the Grizzlies being able to have that luxury by throwing, you know, potentially Brandon Clark or Xavier Tillman, Gorgui Dieng, Jonas Valanciunas, it's nice to do. Jonas is going to have the most size, even though he may not be the most skilled when it comes to defensive, you know, opportunities. His size on these players could be a big advantage. And without that, the Grizzlies are going to have to really focus on how to try to limit Wood, you know, with his production tonight. As I mentioned, Victor Oladipo is out, so that is a bit of a good development for the Grizzlies, and that, you know, one of the, you know, bigger scorers for Houston will be unavailable tonight. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other threats. Obviously, John Wall and Eric Gordon are having good resurgent seasons. You know, they're not what they once were, you know, in terms of, you know, their effect impact on the game, but they both are certainly having, you know, resurgent years, showing that the talent's never left despite unfortunate, you know, bouts with injuries on both of their ends. Overall, the Rockets, you know, they're gonna try a lot of threes. They're in the top 10 when it comes to the league in three-point shooting, and they're 18th when it comes to their ability to make the threes. So the Grizzlies are going to have another real important night focusing on, you know, what's going on the defensive end, because if the Grizzlies are having a tough time with Wood, if they've got to show him too much focus, well, then that means that the Rockets are going to work the ball around the three-point line and try to take shots. So the Grizzlies are not going to have to, even if the focus is to stop Wood, they cannot let their guard down when it comes to guarding the three, because the Rockets are certainly going to try their best to make as many three-point attempts as possible. Another thing, though, that comes into play to the Grizzlies' advantage is that while the Rockets do attempt a lot of threes, and they make nearly 14 a night while the Grizzlies only make 11, the Grizzlies, if the Rockets were to shoot more threes, a way the Grizzlies can combat that is that the Rockets are 26th in the league when it comes to turnovers committed. They're in the bottom five of the league when it comes to committing turnovers. Obviously, the Grizzlies right now are leading the league in steals and deflections. So this is another opportunity, just like we saw about 3 weeks ago against the Philadelphia 76ers, where the Grizzlies could combat, being kind of at a disadvantage when it comes to a three-point shooting team in who they're facing is through exploiting their inability to take care of the ball, and that's how the Grizzlies could make a big difference. I think that if the Grizzlies can get 7 to 10 more field goal attempts tonight through creating more turnovers, obviously that really plays into their advantage. A couple other areas, though, to where the Rockets do really excel. They are second in the league in blocks, so this is going to be another tough matchup, especially with DeMarcus Cousins available as well. This is going to be another tough matchup for the Grizzlies when it comes to getting into the paint, though they should have some success, especially when it comes to the floaters. But one thing that the Rockets are good at is that they're fourth in the league when it comes to limiting three-point production. So the Grizzlies are going to have a tough time on the perimeter. This Rockets team is fourth in the league when it comes to opponents' three-point field goal percentage. They are sixth in the league in general when it comes to opponents' field goal percentage. So the Rockets are going to contest the Grizzlies' shot. And another big thing about the Rockets is that they're first in the league in limiting assists. They're only allowing 21.8 assists per game. So the Rockets are going to do a lot to make sure that the Grizzlies are going to have to earn their passes. So while the Grizzlies on defense may be opportunistic on creating turnovers and leading to scoring opportunities where the Rockets, before the Rockets can get set, a big thing for Memphis is going to be doing that consistently, because once the Rockets are set defensively, they likely can, cause the Grizzlies problems, especially if the three-point shot is not falling. So the big thing for the Grizzlies tonight is this: they're going to have to rely on the defense creating offense. Be opportunistic, get turnovers, get deflections, lead to disruptions in the Rockets' offense. Don't focus too much on Christian Wood to where you're leaving the three-point line open for the other shooters to make their shots. And on offense, it's being efficient. It's also making sure that if you're making the right decisions when it comes to your passing, because if not, this Rockets' defense is good. Though they may not create turnovers at a particularly fast rate, well, they create the fifth most turnovers in the league. They are a way to potentially make sure the Grizzlies are going to have an opportunity. They are the better passing team in this game. They're the far better passing team in this game. But just like they create havoc for others, the Rockets have the potential to create havoc for the Grizzlies' backcourt. So the Grizzlies passing, this is a big game. This is the type of game, a division matchup against a team that is not, too far off from how the Grizzlies play, especially when it comes to defensively. The one area where the Grizzlies do have the advantage is their efficiency, is their decision-making, is their, overall ability to add positive value up and down the roster. That is a strength tonight. We talked about it in the second segment. What ways can the Grizzlies really feature? How can they take their strengths and decide what to feature tonight? It's their ability to add positive value to their good decision-making and efficiency. Players like Tyus Jones, players like Xavier Tillman, Brandon Clark having a great night from the field, all those developments would be big for the Grizzlies to have an opportunity to win this game. At the end of the day, I do think that the Grizzlies do take this game. I think Victor Oladipo being out will certainly be a benefit. I think that the Grizzlies will be ready to get back, going again after the loss against Indiana, and I do think that as focused as this team and as in tune as this team is, they know it's a big game tonight. They know that a win such as this will certainly continue to be a big boost later on in the season. When they are racking up division wins now, that can make a huge boost to them in the season, and so as we get closer to the playoffs. So I think the Grizzlies will be ready. Again, just being efficient, making the right decisions, limiting Wood as much as you can, but also not losing focus on the outside when it comes to the three-point shots. That's going to be the focus for the Grizzlies tonight. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at Stats at CC. There's podcasts wherever podcasts are available: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that podcasts are available. That's where we are. Again, it's always a pleasure to join you on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Can't thank you enough. Thank you for all those who contributed their thoughts to the question that I have for our second segment today. I look forward to doing that more in the future, just to interact with those who are as passionate about the Grizzlies as I am. But until next time, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.